Welcome
to the replay with Elle and Al for the week of debatable. We're going to say it's the week of May 30th and June 6th.
And June 6th.
All rolled
just
into one.
Just the very beginning of June 6th.
Just a tip.
Yeah.
All rolled into one very tightly wound, tight package of a closet in the morning.
Okay.
So we're coming at you live from the closet in the early morning hours.
Early morning.
Which means we've replaced
a
casual beer or glass of wine with some coffee.
A lot of coffee.
Yeah.
Drip coffee.
Mine's cold brew, so I don't know.
Damn.
Just because you're not hipsters. So we're going to kick it off with a listener question.
Ba-da-bum.
And the listener question comes to you from Justin. It was a delayed because we just had too much content last time.
It's a shame.
I know.
It's like...
because it's a good question.
Overwhelming how many thoughts we had last week. But hit me.
Okay, so the question is, what if you could give one thing to Harvard that is not... so you have a lot of money.
Right.
That's the premise. You get a lot of money through this podcast or other means. And you can give back to Harvard... but it can't be for a serious thing like endowing a position in the science department.
Right, because why would I do that?
Right. But it has to be...
I don't support science or space.
Right, it has to be... wow. Okay.
Just, I'm kidding.
Yes.
About
you aren't
science.
Kidding about the latter yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so... but it has to be something they would do. So it couldn't be like, give guns to every student.
Right.
Because they're not going to do that.
Right.
So not serious, but they would actually execute. So the example that Justin gave actually makes me laugh because they already do this, but it's free Coke Zero for all students. Which I don't know if you've ever been to a dining hall, Justin, or any listener, but they actually have Coke Zero.
Really?
But I think he means more like Coke Zero coming out of the drinking fountains.
What is the thing? Like, what is Coke Zero's thing? Like, I just still don't really understand Coke
The
Zero.
Thing is, it still has no calories, but it tastes more like Coke than Diet Coke.
Crazy.
It seems
excessive.
It's
to me,
really, it. I feel like in terms of beverage companies trying to do like the next thing, like how they had Pepsi Clear, and they've had all different variations. It's one that's like really stuck.
Right.
Like, people love Coke Zero. As you all know, I only drink Coke Classic and I hate all diet beverages.
And as you know, I really don't even know what Coke Zero is, so clearly I don't drink it. Okay, so I have two trains of thought for this.
Okay.
One was I just had a flashback of Oprah being like, you get a car.
Did you see the John Oliver thing?
No.
So John Oliver topped Oprah. She once gave, I think, $8 million worth of gifts in that way
Ford
to her audience.
I believe.
Yeah. Ford Foci. But he just topped her for, like, the biggest televised giveaway or whatever by buying up $15 million worth of medical debt from people in Texas.
Oh, my God.
It's a really cool clip. Yeah, you should
check
that out.
That's amazing. Okay, well, that's...
back to Oprah. You could do that.
That's life-changing.
Yeah.
Well, and I was thinking, okay, Harvard kids don't really need cars, but we could do, like, I don't know, hoverboards for all?
Yes.
Or...
absolutely.
What would be more practical is I feel like there should just be, like, snack stations.
Yeah.
Like, all over campus.
Yeah.
And you can just stop and, like, pick up some Kind bars and some, like, healthy snacks.
Why not do both, and why make them all healthy? Like, what if there were just Doritos
everywhere?
There
can be an unhealthy section. Like, okay. I'm thinking, like, Swedish fish.
Yeah.
Maybe some gobstoppers.
Ew. Okay, we're done this conversation. I once worked for somebody who, like, I think subsisted
on gobstoppers alone.
On gobstoppers alone.
I mean, you could.
But it's such
there.
It's such a random candy to choose. They're very hard to eat.
Yeah, but they come out of a dispenser.
They do.
Wow. Yeah. All right, moving on. What would you do?
Okay. The hoverboard idea was excellent. When I went to grad school at Cal...
because that won't cause any problems on campus.
When I went to grad school, all the athletes have scooters.
Yeah, that's a thing.
It's a thing. And it made me kind of be like, maybe I should have gone to, like, a Pac-12 10 Pac-12 school to swim. Have a scooter.
They have them at Florida too. It's yeah. a big thing.
I think it's like weather dependent.
But do you really want to be a scooter girl? You would have to have a helmet and everything. Right. Like you wouldn't.
Scooter girl, wasn't that in a show? No, Tutor girl is what Nathan called Haley. Haley on One Tree Hill. Scooter girl.
I thought you were gonna say Skater Boy, and I was like, no, that's a classic by Avril.
Scooter girl and Skater Boy, what a couple. Okay, so mine is kind of maybe not answering the question perfectly because this is actually serious. So you could do this, which is give an athletic facility. Mm. But that's a real thing. But the twist on it. And they would have to do this if I gave enough money, is call it the Clark Recreational Athletic Center.
Duh.
The crack. So I once went through a whole litany of these when I was in college, like, to my coach. She was like, can you please stop talking to me right now? Like, I can't even remember all of them, but they were, like, at variations on different people's names that spelled, like, dirty words.
The crack?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that.
Thanks.
I thought what you were going to say, maybe, well, this can be a part of the crack, but yeah. An athlete.
Y'all want to go to the crack later?
I am.
I'm going to do some Pilates at the crack.
You know I love Pilates.
I know.
I almost took a Pilates class pre this podcast. God. Thank God I didn't. You wouldn't have fit into my shorts. Yeah, I wouldn't have fit in your shorts.
Ellie's wearing my shorts right now. I almost forced her into, because she's wearing like a really cute, nice outfit to go to work because we have real jobs after this. And it's quite early. But she didn't want to wrinkle it because she's a professional.
So she
asked for my shorts and I handed her leather shorts. So I was like, here you go. Put them on.
I'm not wearing leather shorts at
to podcast at 7:30 a.m. Yeah.
Maybe on like a Friday night if we're going out, I'd wear leather shorts, but
okay.
Let's move on.
Wow. All right. Well,
we got hung up there earlier.
I know. So speaking of fancy endowments, and money you can give places, I've been doing a lot of fancy things lately.
You really have been.
I know.
And how does that make you feel?
Well, I feel a little bit like, wow, some people have awesome lives. This stuff is so fancy.
True.
And also simultaneously, like, wow, I'm so far from having a fancy life. So I'll just ride the coattails of fancy others until then. So I went to see an amazing play last week.
Which one?
The Father.
Okay.
Starring Frank Langella. And then the woman from Law and Order Criminal Intent. Everybody kept saying she's from Law and Order. And I kept yelling, Criminal Intent!
Criminal Intent. The little red-haired lady.
Yeah. And she was the tutor. Speaking of tutors, so many tutors on this episode.
Tutors.
She was the tutor in the Mighty Ducks.
Yes.
What an
IMDb account.
D2 when you learn that Iceland is green and Greenland is ice.
Never forget. Geography will come up later, yeah. Everybody.
That is where I learned my most important geography skill. So I saw The Father.
And that was fabulous.
It was fabulous. It was interesting to me because it's about a dad with dementia and kind of his struggle about having dementia and like really, really moving. And 90% of the audience was very old people.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is super interesting because I can't tell you that I would go to a play about like a 25-year-old girl. I guess like a little bit, that's why I stopped watching Girls. And some of those shows, I'm like, too real.
Yeah.
So I can't even imagine if it's something like that real and that bad. But,
yeah,
you know.
But maybe, it's more relatable to them. Maybe they know.
I hope not.
Maybe they know people.
Right. But so he's nominated for a Tony. And so's the play. Really good. We had second row seats. I've been to now, like, two
insane.
Other Broadway shows since I've lived here in 2 years, and both times my seats were like touching the
insane.
Ceiling, not in a good way.
Oh, not yeah. insane. Terrible.
Terrible. And so these were amazing seats. Then last night I went to, well, this weekend I went to the most amazing wedding ever on Martha's Vineyard. It was like stunning.
Looked awesome.
It was like celeb wedding
Pretty
status.
Pretty sure there were some donuts there.
Yeah, a bad donut.
Bad donuts.
Bad donut catered. So if you're getting married and you need a sponsor for your wedding, that's maple bacon glazed.
Shoot.
You can call Bad Donut.
It looked like so much fun, and the weather was nice.
It was beautiful. Yeah, didn't it look like a celeb wedding?
It looked, well, yeah, I mean, I knew it wasn't a celeb wedding because I actually knew people there, but
right.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was awesome. It looked beautiful.
It was beautiful. And then I had never flown, I had never been to Martha's Vineyard because I'm from Arizona, and it was so pretty. It's so interesting to me to be on the East Coast and go to beaches, and I'm like, why are there trees at the beach?
We're big on beaches, yeah.
Well, but they're not beaches. Like, have you been to L.A.?
I've actually never been to L.A., but I've been to Southern California.
And you've been to, like, Florida.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting that you're, like, in the woods, and then all of a sudden they're like, it's a beach.
Oh, it's a beach.
I'm like, no, it's just the woods on the ocean.
Yeah, the Hamptons are kind of like that, too.
Yeah.
It's confusing.
Speaking of fancy things, the Hamptons. And then last night I went to a ball.
Right.
So, mind you, I was delayed for 2 hours.
Also, to be fair, you were like, oh, it's a dinner. You didn't say it was a ball.
Well, because I didn't really know. And B, a ball makes it sound like there was dancing and stuff. It was a dinner. An event or something.
A ball makes it sound like you have to wear a long dress.
I wore my jumpsuit from the wedding. Okay. I outfit repeated, which is the thing I don't
Within
like to
two
do.
Days.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Right. Totally different audience, though.
Totally.
And more than anything, I arrived, our flight was delayed on the tarmac at the Martha's Vineyard Airport for 2 hours. It was delayed 4 hours.
And it was a tiny plane, too.
Yeah, and we sat on the tarmac for 4 hours. I sat next to this woman.
Did they make an announcement? No hoverboards allowed?
Yeah. No, not this time. I sat next to this woman, and my phone died, which, as you can imagine, made me crushed on the inside. My TV wasn't working, so I didn't get to watch the Warriors game. And I was sitting next to some, like,
Although the Warriors game was so not worth watching.
I know. I was sitting next to some random, like, kind of older lady that in my head I nicknamed Doris, and she kept talking to me, and I put my headphones in, like, fake, because I just wanted to go to bed, and she kept talking to me, and I was like, shut up, Doris. I felt like I didn't say that, I promise. So last night I went to this ball, and this is the best part. So it was this really cool thing for this, publication called Lapham's Quarterly, which is, like, a bunch of essays and poems, very kind of like high literary magazine, and like beautiful 3-course meal, benefit dinner, etc. And guess who the MC was for the night?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
Give me the most
frequent celeb mention on this show, not named Ray Westbrook,
and not Blac Chyna, obviously.
No. Like, you might be friends with this person at this point in your life. You've seen them so many times.
Alec Baldwin! Oh, my God! Stop!
Yes.
You saved this to tell me on the podcast?
Alec freaking Baldwin. Again. It's like, do you
Alec
think he's just asking
again.
To be on the podcast?
I think this is, like, some sort of weird fate thing. Being like, Alec
Baldwin.
Will be our first celeb guest.
It was funny because his wife was there and I was like, Ilaria, just do yoga with a baby.
Oh, yeah.
She does baby yoga and it's so cool.
Of course she does.
And then I was really disappointed he wasn't wearing a tuxedo because one of my favorite like clips from the internet, most men were just wearing a suit and tie. It wasn't like a black tie.
Yeah.
But he, you know the clip from 30 Rock when he goes, what am I? It's after 6 p.m. What am I, a farmer? So I just imagine that he always walks around after 6 p.m. in a tux, but in fact, he does not. He was in like a sort of disheveled suit.
Oh my God. When I saw him multiple times again in my neighborhood, every time I want to be like, Jack again.
Anyway. So that's my fancy life.
I had a fun celeb encounter at work. Well, not really a celeb encounter because I work with them.
Right.
But on Friday, so I was hanging out.
Also, can we rewind to that low key moment of not really a celeb encounter because I work with them?
Yeah, so low key.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. They are, I don't know.
Right.
It depends how you think about it. But I was hanging out with Charlotte Rose's assistant, who people get us confused all the time because we're the same height, have the same color highlights, and her name is Erin. So, like, from behind, we, like, look exactly the same. So people get us confused all the time, including Charlie Rose. Who she works for.
Uh-huh.
So, like, at the Christmas party, like, I walked by and he was like, oh, hi, Ellie. And then Erin walks by and he's like, wait, what? Like,
oh, my God.
So, like, we finally gotten past that.
Right.
So he sat down to do an interview with Josh Elliott, who's our anchor for the stream. And, again, Josh Elliott used to do, like, the other two morning shows.
Yeah.
He's, like, pretty recognizable.
Right.
And did some sports coverage for NBC as well.
Okay.
And he's obviously really into sports. So Charlie's like, L, he calls me L.
Oh, yeah.
L, what are you doing here now? And I was like, I work here.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I know that, but, like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, I work on this team that does, you know, the longer term, like, tape pieces, you know, the more fun planned out stories. And he goes, oh, well, don't they only work on a story, like, once a month? And I was like, yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
And then Charlie looks at Josh and goes, you know, I knew her before Chris Licht, which is my boss.
Yeah, yeah.
And Josh is like, I know, she's a baller. And then I was like, oh, Erin was a baller too. Erin.
Erin Balls?
Her, like, team, her high school team won a state championship too. So we get into this weird, like, basketball, like, discussion. And then we get, yeah, ball is life. And they're like, what position did you play? Like, all this stuff. And then we got cut off because they had to do their interview live on the air.
Right.
And Erin and I are just sitting over there, like, with our arms crossed, chatting. And afterwards, Charlie goes, Josh, look over there. Doesn't it look like a locker room over there? And we were both like,
wait.
So basically what's going to happen is Erin and I are going to play 2-on-2 versus Charlie and Josh Elliott.
You just, like, skipped to the punchline so quickly.
I mean, it was
when are you going to play? I can't imagine Charlie Rose playing basketball.
I mean, he said to Erin yesterday, wasn't that so fun on Friday?
Oh, that's so cute.
So, and then Erin told him we're going to play, and he was like, I don't know about that. But Josh Elliott's, like, 6'6", 6'7".
Oh, wow.
So it might even out if we play men versus women.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, so that was my fun celeb encounter.
Ellie is Charlie Rose.
Basically.
Well, you know what celeb encounter both of us missed this week? Happened right outside of our houses, basically.
Dude, this is crazy. I can't believe this when I woke up and saw this.
Kanye West came
Yeezy.
He came to play Governor's Ball.
Right.
Got rained out. For the same reason my flight did. And then
it's called thunderstorms.
It's called rain. I guess rain happens to everybody.
Weird.
And so he gets rained out. Then he goes to play Hot 97 Summer Jam at MetLife because he was like, the people need to see Kanye. Then he thought the people needed to see him so badly, he decided to host an impromptu show on the streets.
Well, was it going to be on the streets or was it supposed to be at Webster Hall?
I don't know. Either way, all I know is it got shut down.
It got shut down, but...
by de Blasio.
And 4,000 people came out and, like, car windows were smashed.
Yeah.
People were just running in the street. And this is just a mere few blocks...
Right.
From where we are right now.
Yeah.
And just a block from my favorite place ever, West Side Market.
Right. The real reason I brought this up is because you all need to know that Ellie has an addiction and she needs help and support getting through it. And it's an addiction to a grocery store in New York City called the West Side Market.
That sells prepared foods.
Sells prepared foods. And she frequently gets, like, these little plastic cartons of, like, 3 to 4 prepared foods from the buffet. 95% of the time it includes turkey meatloaf. And she needs help. And she was, like, about to cry when she saw Kanye going down 3rd Avenue in a, like, limo that he was out the roof of. Like, it looked like the freaking Pope.
It was
like,
insane.
You know, it was like the Pope mobile, and he's,
insane.
Like, touching the people. And all Ellie kept thinking was, don't vandalize West Side Market.
I was terrified that West Side Market was going to be closed because these crazy Kanye fans didn't know how to handle their shit.
I think you need to, I would have loved if they did that, because I think we need to wean you off the turkey meatloaf.
I think they may need to go get some turkey meatloaf for lunch.
No, it's, like, not even 8:30.
I'm hungry again.
Okay, so...
Moving on,
are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Well,
Kim was Snapchatting it all live, and she Snapchatted him with de Blasio. He was on the phone with de Blasio.
He's a freak.
Yeah, I mean, Kanye. God bless Kanye West. I think he already is blessing himself enough, so maybe God doesn't need to waste his time.
How does that work? Kanye. If you think you're God, can you bless yourself?
Wow. Deep, okay.
too deep.
So in other kind of, I have a really good bridge.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Are you ready to come on this bridge with me that
I'm
about
here.
To build
I'm
for
here.
You? So Kanye West discovered John Legend.
Right.
John Legend, Chrissy T, let me back up. Kim Kardashian Snapchatted Kanye's whole thing. Kanye West discovered John Legend, who is married to Chrissy Teigen, who Snapchatted the other night an entire, like, kind of string of events leading up to him performing at halftime. Or, sorry, the intro, the intro song to the game. Right. Also known as the National Anthem.
I've heard of it.
He did the National Anthem for Game 1 of the finals, where Stephen Curry was playing, and now Steph Curry's not playing in the Olympics, which is what I really wanted to talk about. Bridge over troubled water.
Bridge over troubled water. This is troubled water. There's troubled water in Brazil.
With Zika.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's polluted water, right. And there's Zika.
Right.
And there's Steph Curry's really bad ankles and knees. Apparently.
Yeah, how do you feel about people not playing on the Olympic team?
Honestly, I understand. He's had a rough season. I think it makes a lot of sense for him to take some time off. And I think he's not saying it specifically, but I think he and Aisha are going to have more kids, probably.
You think he's taking the summer off to procreate?
No, I think he's taking the summer off to protect himself from getting Zika, too.
Oh, shit.
I think that's a part of his decision. Wow. It said it was to rest his body, but also to, like, a combination of factors, and I think that he didn't want to say it out loud.
Yeah, I don't know. I keep thinking about this because it is such a hard decision. Like, a friend made the Olympic team. And obviously, she's been working for this for, like, 30 years.
Casually,
you know?
Casually, a friend made the Olympic team.
But the thing is that, I don't know. I think it would be a very difficult decision.
It's a real threat. Pau Gasol isn't going because of Zika. Uh-huh. He's not going to play for Spain.
Right.
A American cyclist just said explicitly he's not going.
Right.
Or he wants his name taken off the, like, qualifying list because he's not going.
Speaking sort of Zika, when I was in Martha's Vineyard this weekend, everybody kept getting ticks.
Yeah.
And I
That's a very East Coast.
But I'm from Arizona, and I was like, what are you people talking about? And I keep looking all over my body, and I guess I kind of need in that country song for, like, somebody to check me for ticks.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what a tick is or looks like. How do
I
know
where
it is?
It's just like a little bug. You would see it.
But right? But then how are all these people yesterday finding ticks? Like, shouldn't they have found them already?
I don't know.
Like, also,
people aren't aware of their bodies?
Do they not come off in the shower? I'm just so confused.
I don't know. I think you're okay.
I feel like one of those meth heads on the commercial who just, like, envisions bugs coming out of them.
No.
Anyway. Yeah, but so people aren't going to the Olympics, which I think is...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's really crazy that people have to make that decision.
Right.
And I don't know. I think Steph probably knows he'll make the Olympic team in four. I mean, I would guess he will probably be playing at that level and be good enough to make the Olympic team.
I think the Olympic team in particular is such an interesting thing with basketball because, like, Steph just played the full 83-game season.
Totally.
And then he's going all the way through the playoffs. Like, LeBron, for example, has played, because he's been to the playoffs, I think, every year of his career, maybe every year but the first year.
Right.
He's gone to now, this is what is, like, 6th Eastern Conference Finals in a row.
It's an amazingly long season.
He played 04, 08, and 2012.
Right.
Maybe he even played 2000. But anyway, all this is to say that he basically played year-round high-level basketball.
Right. Which is insane.
Through every Olympic year. And so even though he's like 31, 32 in name, he's got to be like 60 in hairline and body, physical body. So speaking of sports,
his extra large sweatband.
I mean, no, but it's gone because he got those implants.
Yeah,
he's great over
it now. But
look, LeBron, I feel you.
It was a tough time.
I feel you with just trying to make your hair look better because this weekend when I was at the airport. Weirdly, small airports, I feel like, are better at security because they just don't really have a lot to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so they checked all of our bags. Like, hand-checked them. Granted, in their defense, I was bringing on, like, 10 different full-size bottles of hair products.
To be clear, everybody, I don't know if any of you also received the Snapchat, but I received a Snapchat from one of our interns of Allie curling her hair at the airport.
Yeah.
On the way.
Wait, I curled...
To the wedding.
I literally curled... I curled my roommate's hair in the airport on the way to the wedding.
Yeah, you
the intern
are insane.
While I was on the an important work call, but I got to be on mute because I didn't have to talk.
Insane.
In the airport. But so as I was getting in the airport and they checked my bag, obviously we're all tired. We've been sitting at the airport for hours delayed. We go through security. They check my bag. I'm like annoyed. All my friends are kind of waiting there. They open the lid of my suitcase and out flies like 5 hair extensions everywhere. I was laughing.
They're like,
so
"Miss, are these yours?"
And I was like, "Some people are born with it. Maybe, maybe you're born with it. Maybe it's hair
maybe
extensions.
It's Maybelline."
Anyway, so speaking of sports and speaking of geography, we're gonna play a twist on last week's
yes.
popular spelling bee.
Spelling bee, and
but it's a sports. Geography.
And in case you didn't listen to our previous podcast, Allie and I both were kick-ass geography
beers. Right.
Beers,
yeah.
And so let's, you know, we're bringing together our two favorite things,
right.
Sports and geography.
So, I mean, that's not true.
I know.
So I just want to preface this by saying that the way that I approached this game, we didn't, like, talk about parallelizing our questions. So the way I approach this game is my mom, the way she taught us to do math, which kind of explains a lot about me, is she didn't teach us how to do math this way. The way she would make us practice math was she would give us a, like, math thing that you had to do combined with a sports or pop culture reference. And then you would have to do the whole series of things. So it would be like Peyton Manning's number times the number of points that you get for a free throw.
Right.
Plus the, like, Dan Marley's number squared. Like, whatever. She'd give you a whole string where you had to weave in all this stuff. And then at the end, it'd be like, what's the number? And she'd make us do this while we were, like, brushing our teeth or while we were going places. First of all, fun game to play with kids if they know sports. I played with my cousins last summer. Secondly, that's kind of how I did this. So there's, like, a thing that you have to know, and then you have to know the geography facts.
Okay. We're gonna see. Okay. Mine are all over the map, but I kind of just...
Oh! Look at that little pun!
Yeah, I think we're gonna be okay.
Okay.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna give you... This one's a little bit hard, actually. What is the capital of Muhammad Ali's home state?
Oh, this is exactly what I did. Louisville?
Mm-mm. Frankfurt.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
See, that's why I picked that one.
Yeah, that's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Who the hell remembers that? There's a Frankfurt, Kentucky.
I mean, probably some people who loved fourth grade. I actually love state capitals, but... Okay. What is the highest and lowest altitude NFL stadium?
Highest and lowest altitude?
Yeah.
Well, I guess the highest one would be in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Which is called the... shoot, I was just in Denver, too.
Mm-hmm.
No. M&T Bank or something?
No.
Okay. And then the lowest? This is hard, Allie.
Wait, you're not up on your...
I want to pick, like, Jacksonville...
There's this part on the West Wing where he does kind of... They do trivia in this one episode while they're playing poker. And then he asks them about some lake, I think, in South America. And then he goes, what, not quite up on your South American maritime geography? That's what I feel like saying to him.
What is it? What are the names?
The Superdome, New Orleans.
Oh, duh. Yeah. And then what's Denver's?
Denver? It's Mile High Stadium, but now it's called Sports Authority at Mile
High. Sports Authority.
Yeah.
Shoot.
But, what I thought was super interesting, I obviously knew Denver, and this Superdome makes sense because it's 3 feet above sea level.
Right.
Literally. And the one that I thought was most surprising is Phoenix is actually the second highest altitude stadium.
Interesting.
Yeah. Valley of the Sun, which doesn't make sense because
it's above.
About, yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is the state flower of the home state of John Harbaugh's squad?
John Harbaugh's squad, does that mean his family?
It means his team. So the team he coaches.
Okay, I was like...
I'm also really nervous I got the Harbaughs confused last night when I was writing this.
So, one Harbaugh, so you said Jim or John?
I said John.
So, Michigan. So, you meant John?
No, I meant...
You said John.
I said John.
So, Maryland.
Okay. Correct.
I have absolutely no idea what... I hate flowers.
It's,
wait, let me just guess.
Just throw one out there. It's like a funny sounding one.
The peony.
Good try.
Thanks.
The black-eyed Susan.
Oh, isn't that the flower of death or something?
I don't know.
Anyway, what is the capital of the winning of the NBA what is the state capital of the state in which the NBA franchise with the most wins plays? Wow, that was so poorly worded, but you see what I mean.
NBA franchise with the most wins. So, that would be the Lakers, the Celtics.
Just go for it.
Sacramento?
Close. They were second. It's Austin, because it's the Spurs.
Shoot, really?
Yeah.
Damn. That's good to know. That's a great fact.
Thanks.
I
also looked it up on Wikipedia 10 minutes ago, so it could be wrong.
I feel like you'll get this one.
Okay.
This city, which is home to two bird franchises, was originally named Terminus. What is this city?
Okay. First of all, I hate birds.
Second of all, I hate birds.
Okay. All that's coming to mind right now is the Pelicans and the Toronto Blue Jays, neither of which have another. The Raptors, they're not a bird.
You got this, man. You got this. Just throw one out there.
Wait, two bird. Oh my gosh, this is driving me crazy. You know when you're just like scanning the map?
Mm-hmm.
Florida?
That's not a city.
No, I know. I'm thinking of Florida teams. Ravens and Orioles. Baltimore.
Good guess, but no, it's actually Atlanta.
Oh, the Hawks and the Falcons.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Good one, right?
Terminus.
Weird, right?
I'm going to Terminus. I wonder if Terminus would have still been the capital, the hip-hop capital of America. it kind of sounds cooler. Speaking of...
It sounds like something out of
Is this the way that you want me to talk more about T.I. and Tiny? Because if so...
So T.I. and Tiny and Terminus.
Right. What is the most North MLB team?
Most North?
The furthest North, like in the United States of America. Actually, I think it's just the furthest North, because that's all I Googled, but...
I want to say the Blue Jays, but I feel like that's a trick question, and then I want to say the Red Sox. Red Sox.
No, the Seattle Mariners.
Fucking
Seattle is so far north.
Really?
I think people don't realize.
I'm not as familiar with the West.
Yeah, the West.
I did think of Seattle. Yeah. Okay, should this be the last one?
Yeah, last one for each.
You're gonna hate me, but I have two. This one you should get right away, and then I'm gonna ask you another one.
Okay.
What is the nickname of the state where the Pelicans play? Like the state nickname.
I don't know. Louisiana. I mean, I know it's Louisiana, but...
It's the blank state.
The... Underwater state.
It's literally called the Pelican State. Did you not know that?
Oh, you know what? There was a great BuzzFeed or, like, Deadspin article about 30 reasons why people should be happy that they're, like, getting named the Pelicans, and it was so funny. Like, pelicans, it was basically pelicans a whole thing about how pelicans are, like, a majestic bird. And
they're
it was
fascinating. It made me laugh. And then the other one is Dougie McBuckets McDermott.
Yes.
Of the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
Was born in Grand Forks. In which state?
Nebraska.
North Dakota.
I said it quickly because he went to Creighton, so I thought
That's a great guess.
Creighton is where my grandpa went.
Really?
Yeah. For undergrad and med school. Okay, mine is a three-part question.
Great.
It's called international basketball. This is actually not really a geography question.
Is it about Porzingis? I hope
no,
it's about Porzingis.
It's just that you have to tell me what country these people are from.
Okay.
Serge Ibaka.
I know this. I watched the miniseries on Grantland about Serge Ibaka.
Yeah.
It's either...
It was actually called Serge Ibaka, I think, like, son of blank or king of the blank.
Cameroon?
No.
Senegal?
The Congo.
Frick, really?
Yeah. Manu Ginobili.
Argentina.
Yeah. Andrew Bogut.
Australia.
Yeah!
Woo! Yay! International people!
Did I get any right? So, to be clear, I am, next time you want a little partner on your trivia squad, call me.
Call me.
All right, we have to get to work, but have a great day, y'all.
Hopefully that wasn't too...
the best day of your life. Yeah. This is the best podcast of your life.